the mind personal or impersonal? The mind is insentient. It's like a software. So the mind does not have consciousness. The mind does not have personality. But the mind is often personified. See, personification is a literary device which is used to for rhetorical effect, for impact. So for example, if there is a heavy storm, it means the clouds roared. Now the clouds are not sentient. The clouds are not going to roar like animal. But because the cloud is so ferocious, to convey how ferocious the storm was, you may say the clouds roared. So this personification that is done, it's a literary device used for conveying certain message. So the mind is like a software. And in that sense, the mind is insentient. But because the software has its own settings by which it prompts us to do certain things, so the software in that sense is, although it is insentient, it is not as inactive or not as passive as is the hardware. The hardware doesn't do anything on its own. The computer will just sit over there only. But as soon as the computer is on, the software is doing so many things in the background. Now this program is running, that is running, and so many things are happening. So like that, although the mind is insentient, it is not as inactive as is the hardware. So it is active. So to discern that or to emphasize that the mind's activity may not always be the activity that we want to do. To be able to differentiate this way, the mind is often treated as a person. So it's a personification.